The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 15th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Half of Kentucky adults who are reluctant to get a COVID-19 vaccination say they would be open to changing their minds if they had more information. That's according to a new poll by the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky.
Foundation Vice President Allison Adams says if public health officials can reach the Kentuckians who are reluctant to get a COVID vaccine with facts and data, and more of them decide to be vaccinated, the state will likely be in a much stronger position in terms of herd immunity.
It is generally safer to achieve herd immunity through vaccinations than someone getting sick, because we know Kentuckians have gotten really sick and many have died.
The poll highlights the demographic groups. 1 in 3 men, 4 in 10 Republicans, and 1/3 of people living in suburban or rural communities who reported they would probably or definitely not roll up their sleeves for the vaccine. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
The poll also found Kentuckians are nearly split on whether they believe getting a COVID-19 vaccine is a personal choice or part of everyone's responsibility to protect the health of their community. President Joe Biden formally announced his decision to end America's longest war Wednesday, deeming the prolonged and intractable conflict in Afghanistan no longer aligned with American priorities. That from CNN. They report that Biden said he would withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan before September 11. That would be the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon that launched the war in the first place. And Nebraska is losing millions in tax money, and many workers are being cheated by unscrupulous companies that pay their workers under the table. That is the message of a public awareness campaign launched today by the Regional Carpenters Union.
Felicia Hilton with the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters says a contractor compliance ordinance just passed by the Omaha City Council is a step in the right direction.
At least on projects where it's city tax dollars, they are going to make an effort to hold contractors in compliance with a verified payroll so that you're not paying people off the books, to make sure that workers are not being exploited.
The union estimates that Omaha has been losing $20 million a year in payroll taxes alone. Advocates would like to see Nebraska follow the lead of other states, including Iowa, already working on legislation to make sure projects that require a general contractor use only registered employees. I'm Suzanne Potter.
In 2010, Nebraska lawmakers passed a bill to require the state to audit and track employers found to be misclassifying workers and share that with the Workers' Compensation Court. This is PNS. A new report shows continued growth for clean energy in Minnesota. That's despite the pandemic.
The 2021 Minnesota Energy Fact Sheet shows more than half of the electricity generated in the state last year came from non-carbon sources at 55%. That's an increase of 7% from the previous year, with renewables accounting for a majority of the total. Amelia Serling-Hennes of Clean Energy Economy Minnesota says that growth comes amid continued declines of sources like coal.
Instead of importing coal from out of state, we are increasingly creating our own power in state, and it's clean power.
The report says wind power has been a major driver of Minnesota's clean energy output. The state lost roughly 10,000 clean energy jobs last year as the pandemic affected the residential sector. I'm Mike Moen.
A new survey of a dozen higher ed schools reveals many faculty members want to be better equipped to help students who are struggling with mental health issues, especially since the pandemic.
In the survey, 73% of faculty said they want mental health training, and 61% believe it should be mandatory. Tampa social worker Dr. Kyan Connor, who teaches at the University of South Florida, notes most faculty members have never been trained to provide appropriate resources for safety planning, and she wants that to change.
I think that faculty members, as well as staff and all employees who are interacting with college students, should be trained at least on some of those basics of mental health first aid. We're giving that training to students, but faculty aren't getting that training.
Close to half of the people surveyed believe their school should invest more in supporting faculty mental health as well. However, according to Connor, state mental health funding in Florida is among the lowest in the nation. I'm Michaela Savitt reporting.
Finally, with college enrollment falling during the pandemic, Diane Bernard lets us know about a little-known law in Virginia that could bring community college students back to the classroom.
Known as G3 for Get Skilled, Get a Job, Give Back, the program lets students earn credit towards an associate degree while working in high-demand fields, including IT, cybersecurity, nursing, childcare, and construction. Dr. Janet Gullickson, president of Germana Community College in Fredericksburg, says the $145 million program is ideal for thousands of community college students, whom she says tend to take a little longer to get through school.
Our students often work 50 or more hours a week, their parents or caregivers for others. So this is very flexible for students, and it also allows students to go at their own pace.
Enrollment in Virginia's community colleges dropped from more than 158,000 students in the fall of 2019 to just over 153,000 last year. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, and online at publicnewsservice.org.